Okay, Sevra, so Maisa, we decided to learn together Mesil Shasharim. Obviously, Mesil Shasharim, I assume, is a study that every one of us has learned to some degree, or at least, I shouldn't say learned through, but has started to some degree. I'm sure all of us have started Mesil Shasharim, have read through the Akdama, have read through Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. How much farther we got is subjective to each and every one of us. It's a sefer that's not easy to get through because it's so powerful, because I think it's the Yetzirah working against us, because he understands how chashuv the sefer is and how much it could change our life. He doesn't allow us to get through the whole sefer because maybe we'll put him out of work to an extent. I think it'll be very special, regardless, and it's in the first paragraph already that we're going to read, regardless of if we've learned this a little bit before. There's so much more to be gained from the Mesil Shasharim. To me, I always look at the Mesil Shasharim as the Yesoid Yesoidus of Sifrei Musar. Anything, in my eyes, anything that was written afterwards in Sifrei Musar, beautiful Svarim, is all to some degree just a Pirish of Mesil Shasharim. It's just an explanation of Mesil Shasharim. Many of them are literally Pirish of Mesil Shasharim. And to me, Mesil Shasharim, therefore, is the Yesod, its foundation. And to learn it well, to go through, how far we'll get it, even in a year, I don't know. But if we learn every week a little bit, I think it can change our lives, mamish. Literally, it's an avoida, it's a lima that can change our lives. Just a little bit of akdama, and maybe this is a chazara, but it's worth it. Mesil Shasharim, we know, was written by the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lazzaro. The Ramchal was born in Italy, and was a super genius, obviously, and at a very young age. Was already about Kabbalah and already coming out with Svarim on Kabbalah and already writing and teaching on very, very deep levels. And there was a pachad. There was a pachad that by many, even tzaddikim of the time, and by the Dor for sure, that it was he was a little bit too intense and a little bit too, got everyone a little too excited. And this was after Shapsei Svi, and they were afraid that it was too deep and too much for the Dor to handle. And ended up his Svarim were put into Cherem, that the Dor and the Tzaddikim didn't allow people to learn his Svarim. They thought that it was not a good thing to learn. And they told him also that he has to stop learning Kabbalah and he has to wait till he's 40 in Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, he left Italy and he went to Amsterdam when he was about 25, I believe 1732. And that's where those years, he was there for about 10 years, and those years is when he wrote the Svarim that we study most. The Sefer Mesil Shasharim, the Sefer Derech Hashem, which Derech Hashem is obviously more machshavadik, more philosophical in a certain sense, although Mesil Shasharim is really a behavioral approach to the Derech Hashem, if you really understand Derech Hashem well. And that's when he wrote those couple Svarim and other Svarim that we learned today. He was there for about 10 years till he was finally Zoicha to make Aliyah and to end his last few years of his life in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, he died at a very young age. He died before he turned 40 years old. To understand the accomplishments of such a tzaddik. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said he could write volumes like the Noda B'Yehuda, but would never in his lifetime be able to write a Mesil Shasharim. The Vilna Gaon, the Halakha Gra, the Gra was like a malach. The Gra said there wasn't one word in Mesil Shasharim that was extra, and that if the Ramchal was still alive at the time of the Gra, he'd walk by foot to learn under him. We have this chus to learn from the Mesil Shasharim, from the Ramchal. There are those, by the way, that say that the Ramchal was a Gilgal from Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, we know, when did he start learning Torah? When he was, how old? 40 years old. So he had to be metake in the first 40 years of his life. So comes the Ramchal. Ramchal, to be metake in those, and that's why if you've been zoicha, the visit in Davin, and you've been in Tveria, by the kever of the Ramchal, so they're buried together. Rabbi Akiva and Ramchal are buried together as it's one neshama that's bringing Torah into this world in such a beautiful way. Just a little bit of akdama to who the Ramchal was, and there'll be big schus to learn. And the idea when you learn, when we learn Musar together, and we learn a sefer like Mesil Shasharim, it's not to learn for knowledge, it's not to learn to understand and be able to translate every word, although we should be able to. And it's not to learn for yidios. It's to learn in order to change and to learn in order to grow. To learn in order to become a different and better person. And how beautiful and what is chus and what hashgacha to start this limud during Aser Shvei Tshuva. Because no better time than we should be working ourselves and growing and understand that lilmud amnas lasos, we're learning in order to do. And that's what the whole study of Musar is and what the Ramchal and the Mishnah Sharm is all about. So let's start and learn together. The Sefer Tshaykh, by the way, the Chevra, I know some of the Chevra here, maybe all of you have your own already? You're all using your own? No, get him Mishnah Sharm. And this way, if you want to write some notes inside as we learn, you want to write some ideas, you want to take a few, whatever it is, you have your own, write some words that you didn't know what they mean. But Tshaykh, by the way, to get a Hebrew-English one. Because obviously you want to learn in Hebrew because you want to learn from the words of the tzaddik, of the mechaber, and not someone else's pirish. But when you get stuck, if you're learning on your own, you don't want to have to struggle. It's good. Shaykh to have a Hebrew English of Misil Sharm. Okay, I saw they came out recently with a new Misil Sharm with pirushim in English as well. You saw this article? Somebody came out with one. Okay, here we go. We're going to start the Akdama. The Akdama of Misil Sharm itself is mamish priceless. Hakdomas harav mechaber zatzal. Omar hamechaber. Mechaber writes, Hachibur hazeh. This chibur, this book, this work. Lo chibartev lilamed livnei adam asher lo yadu. I didn't put it together. I didn't write it in order to teach that which we don't know. Ela laskirom esayadu alahem kvar. But to remind us what was already known to us. Umafursum etlam piersum gadol. Not only is known, listen to his language, umafursum etlam piersum gadol, but is tremendously famous to us. I mean, it's very well known. It's aleph beis. It's 1 + 1 = 2. Unbelievable, right? Even that first sentence is such aniva, such humility. Who writes a sefer and starts out the sefer by telling you? You're not going to learn anything new by telling you it's everything you know already. So most of us, in the academic world for sure, immediately read such an opening sentence. Okay, close the book, bring me something else. This is not for me, right? Let's see what he says. Ki lo simsa berov devarai, you're not going to find in most of my words, el advarim shirov bnei adam yodim osam, but words that most people know, v'lo mistapkim bem klal. Not only do most people know, you don't doubt it at all that it's true, that it's agreed upon. Sometimes there's things that we know, but we argue. Do we have to? Do we not have to? You know, there are things people know. There's a concept of sitting, learning Torah and Kolel. There's much disagreement. Is that very appropriate, not appropriate, for how long, right? I might know about the concept, it doesn't mean I agree with the concept, right? Doesn't mean I agree with it, even though all of us have heard of such a concept. Here it's something he says, v'lo mistapkim klal. Not only are these things that are known, everyone agrees. Ela shikvirov pirsumam ukenege mashim yitasam gali l'kal. But the problem is, and perhaps it's he's saying because they're so famous, and because they're so true, it's a revealed truth. It's well known. It's obvious. So too, kinega that kachahela me'am matzoy ma'od vashichacha rabba. So too, the closing off from them, being hidden from it, is very common, and it's very common to forget about it. What does that mean? Let me give you an example. Everybody here knows that when we daven, we're supposed to daven with kavana. Right? That's not a chiddush to you. It's piersum gadol. You've heard it about 1,000 times in your life. But sometimes when something's so common and so much so and so told to us that lemaisa, and how many of us actually do daven with kavana? How many of us actually are trying to daven with kavana? Okay, maybe this was a bad example during Aser Shmei Tshuva, because hopefully during Aser Shmei Tshuva we are, right? Hopefully during these days, we're trying. Hopefully during these days, tefillah is is incumbent upon us. In fact, if you open up a Mechaber, the one thing he tells us that should be more intense during Aseret Yemei Teshuva is our tefillah v'tachanunim. Is our tefillah. These days. But Lamaisa, we understand the example, right? There are things that are so clear and obvious and real, but at the same time, it doesn't mean it's actually being followed. Al Kain, therefore, let's read on. Eina toelas anilka mizeh sefer yotze min akriya b'pamachas. The purpose of the sefer is not going to be gained by reading the sefer one time. If you read, so I said, I started out, most of you probably learned this already. But the Mechaber himself says that's not enough. The Mechaber himself says, you didn't really learn it. Learning this once is not going to do anything. Ki kvar eshul or yumati akor b'sichlo chidushim. It's possible that when you read it, you're not going to find any chidushim. Acher kriyas after you read it. Shalom hayu bolif nei kriyas elamat. That you were there before you read it, but a little bit. Vadi says, okay, maybe you'll find a little bit new. Maybe I have something new to offer in the Chveis Nesher you have in this copy, 180 pages. Maybe something. But very little. So reading it once, you're not going to gain much. Aval toeles, let's just finish the paragraph and we'll discuss it. Aval toeles yete min achazara alav vahasmada. The toeles, the purpose is only gained by coming away with tremendous chazara and asmada. Chazara and asmada, you have to chazar this, you have to review it, you have to be a masmid in it, spend time in it. Asmada is melashon tmedius, right? It has to be consistent and constant, that's what it means. To be a masmid, I'm tamid, I'm always in my learning, I'm constantly in my learning, right? Tmedius. We have to be, that's what we have to have in our Yiddishkeit. So much of us, so many of us are searching to be consistent Jews. We have our high highs. We have our Rosh Hashanah davenings, our Ne'ilas, our Simchas Torahs. We have time when we're in yeshiva. Consistency means through and through. When I'm in yeshiva, when I'm not in yeshiva, means on Friday, on Shabbos, on Sunday, same as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Consistency. So you need consistency, he says, in learning the Ramchal. Ki yizachru lo advar me'ila nishkachem ne'adam b'teva. We're going to be reminded through reading this of that we forget about naturally. V'yasim el libo chavaso asher hu mitz'ale mimeno. V'yasim el libo chavaso asher hu mitz'ale mimeno. And we will place into our heart, the person will place into his heart, his duty, his obligation that's been forgotten. So let's just discuss. The Ramchal starts with a very powerful first paragraph in Akdama. And says, first off, with tremendous humility, I'm not going to teach you anything new. And he also says that the only way to gain is to chazer over and over. And we'll be reminded what is obligated of our heart and forgotten from us. Let me ask you a question. Obviously, we all have an understanding already and thinking about what ideas he's talking about. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, right? Avodas Hashem, Kavanas Halev. Why is it going to still? Okay, I understand that reading about it is no chiddush. I've learned about it before. Why is reading about it again and again and again going to change anything? Why is reading about it again and again? So if it's not a chiddush, I learned, I know it already. If I asked you, anyone here, you know, what is Yiras Hashem, you all to give me some explanation what Yiras Hashem is. And you Shavisi Hashem and Nagi Samid, you know what that means a little bit and what I'm supposed to be doing. So if I read it again, it's chazara, okay, shkoyach, but therefore what? Usually chazara is something I need to, so I don't forget something. And that's what he's saying here, I don't forget it. But this is not something I necessarily forget. It's just hard to act in that way, right? Singing about it as follows. I'll give you a Bederach Mashal. Bederach Mashal, you have somebody in sports who's a great, phenomenal player, right? Take it very simple. Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan's a phenomenal basketball player. Perhaps, according to many, the best that ever played. Everybody in this room, all of you, You all know that everyone here knows, has the knowledge that Michael Jordan was a great basketball player, right? Everybody's in agreement. Nobody doubts that. Everybody knows it. If I asked you questions and jogged your mind immediately, you'd think like that. Now let's say, you know, the Sports Illustrated comes out and they have a special edition dedicated to Michael Jordan, discussing all his greatness and discussing the 6 championships and the 6 finals MVPs, right? He was MVP every final, I'm pretty sure. And discussing his life as a basketball player. And you read through it. And everything in there you knew already. You were a big Michael Jordan fan back in the day. Everything in there you knew already. But when you read it through again, as you're reading it, your lave, not your mind. Your mind might have known it all. But your heart, your emotional connection is in a different place for that day and for the next day. And for that day and the next day and for a certain time, when you think basketball, when you have free time, you're thinking Michael Jordan. And you're thinking about, and you're inspired how amazing he was, and thinking about it and talking to people about it. That's what's brought to the surface of your heart. That's what's brought to the surface of your heart because you just read about it. So it's, and you read about it in an emotional way. And in a way that, well, yeah, he said it well, the way you knew, but the way you didn't bring it to words that way, right? Someone who's a good writer could write and explain a concept in a way and bring it out in a different light. That's the Mesilas Yesharim when it comes to Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Avodah Hashem Alev and the areas that we should be giving ourselves all over to. So all of us know it, but are we really living a life like that? Are we living a life Kulo Shavisi Hashem Le'Ali Samir, one of the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch? Do we live such a life where God is opposite me always? So if I read about it, make a difference? Yes, the answer is. You know why? Because I'm involved in first of all, if I'm reading from an author who brings it out in a light, in a different way, in an emotional way, and hits it on the nose in a way that allows it to penetrate not just my brain, but my heart. And then that's on the surface of my heart. I'm pulling it out, mipnimius el chitonius, through that reading. Then I can live in a different way. I'm thinking about it in a different way, and I can live out that life in a different way. And that's what I believe the essence of Mesilas Yesharim is. And the essence of that, ultimately, it's the essence of what Musar is all about. That's what Musar is. But that's what this Sefer is. That's what it can do for us. And Amir Hashem, through the Chazara, through the Hasmada, maybe we should even do it twice a week. I don't know. I have to speak to Rabbi Leibowitz. Maybe when we learn a Sefer, it's different than a Musar Shmuz. I don't know if the Chever is interested. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, the time's only, you know. We'll see. We'll talk. Bez Hashem is Baruch. It should be something that hopefully we'll all be able to gain. And ultimately, it doesn't not gain merely in knowledge, but gain in Avodah Hashem, gain in our connection to Rabbeinu Shalom, be closer to Rabbeinu Shalom through the Halig of Mesilas Yesharim. We'll continue next time. Bez Hashem. I never know which one. You guys know which one to press? Rabbi Leibowitz, remind me which one? Which one to press? The plus?
Okay.